Do the clothes make the man? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Krauss, assistant professor of organizational behavior at Yale University, examines how what you wear can affect your job performance and social status.
We make a lot of conscious decisions about how we appear to others, and this makes sense because our expressions and how we dress shape first impressions. What we've done is examine the flip side to this relationship. What if how we look shapes not only how others see us, but how we see ourselves? What if we could make subtle changes to the way we dress or carry ourselves that improve job performance or social status? We set out to answer this question in a study of 128 men who we brought into the lab to engage in a competitive negotiation with a stranger. The men engage in a role-playing exercise where they bargain for a fair sale price of a valuable asset. One of the men was dressed in the clothing they arrived to the lab wearing. The other man was assigned one of three styles of clothing: a high-status business suit, button-down shirt, and dress shoes purchased at Macy's, a low-status t-shirt, sweatpants, and sandals purchased at Walgreens, or his own clothing. What we found is that, regardless of the status of individuals before the experiment, changing status with clothing influenced both behavior and biology. The suit-wearing participants behaved more dominantly and were more successful in the negotiation, conceding fewer than $1 million from their initial offer, less than half of what others wearing low status or their own neutral clothing conceded. A complementary pattern was observed when examining levels of testosterone, a hormone that decreases when we lose competitive contests. The men wearing the sweatpants and t-shirt saw a 20% reduction in their testosterone levels over the course of the negotiation, whereas those wearing high status or neutral clothing showed little to no changes in this hormone. All this research indicates that our wardrobe choices might be a way for us to strategically nudge our own behavior in one direction or another. What is clear from these findings is that simple choices about what to wear can be made thoughtfully, with an eye towards increasing success, improving job performance, and earning respect in the eyes of others.
That was Michael Krauss of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up tooth and eyes. Let me show you a